Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today I want to talk about why people's lives aren't working out. And I can see that the reason why people's lives are not working out boils down to something very, very basic. And if listening to this program, you could see as I say it, if you could see it as I say it, it could be the beginning of a complete turnaround in your life. What is the reason why people's lives are not working out? Well, the reason is because they are separated from their ground of being. People are separated from their ground of being. They're separated from their true identity. And everything good, see, everything good, your identity, a right energy for moving. See, most people move with what? They move with anger, with impatience. See, if you had a right energy, which we could call that love energy, if you had a right energy, then you could move in your own time and space, but you would move without impatience. And often what you would do would be to be patient. And you would also get from this ground of being, you would get all the virtues. Patience, kindness, common sense, virtue, long-suffering, courage, honor. All of the beautiful virtues. And you would also have common sense and wisdom and understanding to deal with other people and to regulate your life, arrange your life properly so you could be a success instead of a failure. See, some people are a success in life, but they're still a failure anyway. You've heard of people who are a success in the business world and at home. You know, they're a failure, their family hates them, that sort of thing. So you're separated from your ground of being. We come from a lineage, we humans. We're a fallen race. We have a lineage. We actually have two lineages. One lineage is the one that you don't know because you've fallen away from it. You're separated from it. But the other lineage is the one that you know. It's the lineage that comes from Adam and Eve. It began in the garden with failure and with shame. And with change. Yes, it began with trauma and with change. And now look at everybody's lives around you. Can you see that their lives are made up of traumas? Thousands or millions of traumas going all the way back to when they were little children. Traumas. Cruelty, meanness, tease, abandonment. See, or false love, spoiling love. Traumas, all kinds of things that are not good for the psyche, and the little child couldn't help but respond to it. Then you go out in the world, and there's more traumas, and things are stolen from you, and you see bad things happening, and see. So all of the good that could possibly come could come by reestablishing contact and developing a rapport with your inner ground of good, with the other lineage, the lineage of God. Now, when you read in the Bible, you will see, search the scriptures, and you will see how God has made provision for people to be reunited to their lineage. But you have to find it. It doesn't happen automatically. You have to find it. There has to be something in you that searches for it and yearns for it. Okay? And then you can find it. And if you find it, then all of the good that you've always hoped for and always dreamed for would come to pass once you had reestablished contact with that ground of good. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. One of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, indeed. I've written many books, and they're excellent, especially my books about relationships. But let's get back to what I was saying earlier. I was saying that if you're like most people, you are separated from your own ground of good, from your true identity. And all you know is a fallen existence, see, which you inherit. It's not your fault. You inherited it, okay? You couldn't help the parents you were born to, or the house you were born to, or the culture you were born to. You couldn't help any of that. You couldn't help the nature that you inherited. All you have to do is look at your own nature and see how it's a bit unstable and how it's a bit animal. Look at your own hungers. See, haven't you noticed? Look here, I would like to give you some proofs that what I'm saying is true. For example, haven't you noticed that when you, for example, become angry and resentful, would you agree with me that that's a fall? That becoming angry and resentful is a fall from something noble, something graceful, something patient, something with understanding. So you become angry and resentful, that's a fall. And then what happens when you fall, when you become angry and resentful? Don't you become hungrier? Don't you become thirstier? See? Yes, you do. And you may become more beastly. Surely you become hungrier and thirstier. Okay? More animal. But some people, when they become angry, they become more beastly, violent, angry, snarling like an animal. Okay? So can you see the fall? Of course you can. Okay. Now, the other thing is that I said that we're separated from our own ground of being, from which would come your true identity and your true lineage, and all the good would come through there. So let's look at the separation in some other terms. For example, when you are lost in your daydreams, you are separated from reality. When you're lost in planning, scheming, and worrying, why, you could drive right past the exit you were supposed to take. You're so lost in thoughts. When you're lost in thoughts, why, you're not there for your family. They come up to you with a question, and you may not even hear it, or if you hear it, you answer it without understanding. See? So you're separated from reality. Well, there's a separation of some sort from something. If you weren't separated from reality, why, you would have what? You would have common sense. You would have understanding. Okay, now what's another separation? Okay, from your center of dignity. Well, of course, it's emotion. When you're angry, don't you do dumb things and say the wrong thing? When you're upset, don't you do the wrong thing or make mistakes or have accidents? Okay, when you're excited about something, when you want something too much, some item in a store, you have some kind of a goal that you are excited about, then don't you also make mistakes? Don't you spend too much money? Then later you wonder why? You see? So these separations take us away from our ground of good, from which our words would come intuitively, and they would have understanding in them, and our actions would be grounded in common sense and in wisdom. See? So now your actions, take a look at your actions now. Do you make excuses? Do you have to excuse what you did or rationalize what you did? If you did, then it wasn't grounded in reason and common sense and wisdom, because if it was, you wouldn't have to rationalize it or excuse it. So some kind of a separation has occurred, and you continue to separate over and over and over again, every day. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Wouldn't you like to have love and understanding to deal with your loved ones? Wouldn't you like to have patience, be able to say the right thing and do the right thing? And build bridges. Instead of burning bridges, build bridges. And improve communication. And be filled with love. Wouldn't that be sweet? Instead of resentment. Instead of hostility. Instead of bitterness. Instead of anger. Instead of grudges. Instead of judgments. Well, what is this business of judgments and anger and hostility and unfinished business? And what is all that about? And moodiness and resentment. And what is that all about? Don't you see that that's also a separation from something? Those are all compensations. If you were centered, if you were flowing from love, if you were close to the source of love and kindness and courage and honor and wisdom and common sense, see, then you would be close to that source. And wouldn't you know, Joel, wouldn't it be a joy to go through life and encounter different situations and handle them properly and handle them with grace and wisdom, see, and help other people instead of hurting them? Well, of course, that would be a source of joy, wouldn't it? would be a source of endless joy. Well, so how about now? Can't you see that you're somehow separated? So you're somehow separated, and everything you do now is an attempt to compensate from what you lost and from what you messed up in your having lost it. So without wisdom and love and kindness and grace and patience and courage, without those, see? And please understand, I'm not blaming. I'm just pointing out the human condition. I'm pointing out what no one has pointed out to you before. So you can see it, see? And so it's a wonderful thing to see, because now you don't have to be angry at yourself. You don't have to put yourself down. See, a lot of people are always beating themselves up. You don't have to do that anymore. Now you can see. You can see why you keep messing up. It is simply because you have become separated from your own inner ground of good. You don't even know who you are. What you are now is a composite of what the world has made of you. The people who teased you and were cruel to you and stole your lunch money, and the father who wasn't there for you, and the mother who screamed at you or spoiled you. The other people who deceived you and lied to you. See, all of it. You have become a composite of all of that because you reacted to it, but you couldn't help yourself. But you did. You reacted angrily, resentfully. See? And so that's what you've become. The resentful, compensated person that you have become is a result of reactions. So now what you need to do is refound your ground of good and grow from it and flow from it and live from it. Okay? So what is this ground of good? Well, from it would come all good. And of course, you know what it is, don't you? You know what it is. It's your Heavenly Father. Remember, I talked earlier about a lineage. You see, a lineage. And now your lineage is from through your parents, through your unloved mother, your angry mother, through your failing father, and through all the way back to Adam and Eve. That's the only lineage you've known, but there's a potential of another lineage into which you can become a part of that family, be grafted in. See, you read the scripture, your eyes will be opened, and you will see. Okay, now how to make this happen? It's there. It's waiting for you. How do you make it happen? Well, you're not going to find it in a building. You're not going to find it in a book. You're not going to find it from somebody, no matter how knowledgeable, no matter how many degrees they have on the wall, no matter how many robes they have on, or how nice they sound. You're not going to find it from anywhere out there. You have to find it within. Okay, you have to find it within. And the way you find it is to refine the connection. That's all you have to do, is refine the connection. Well, what's preventing you now is a couple of things. First of all, resentment. The second thing is you're lost in the ersatz virtual reality of your imagination. So you have to learn how to come out of your imagination and planning and scheming and worrying. You have to come out of that and stand back. And then you have to calm down a little bit and let go of your resentments and your angers. Stop hating other people. Look, they're lost sheep too. And behold, you will be able to suddenly come in contact with that inner good that you've always yearned for. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Life could be good, and life could be sweet. If you could refind your inner ground of good, and like I said earlier, you know what it is. It's your Heavenly Father. I should say you know who it is. It's a Father you've never known. Okay? All you've known is your failing earthly Father. Okay? Maybe he did the best he could. Okay, he failed you. But don't hate him. Don't resent your dad, okay? All right, so he messed up. Or maybe he was a decent dad, but somehow he still failed you anyway. Well, don't resent your dad, okay? Just forgive him. Let it go. Let it go. Make allowances. Okay? And your mom, your poor unloved mom, okay? Don't resent your mom either. Don't resent anyone. See, nobody's found it. Nobody found... If he had a bond with his creator within, or your mom had a bond with her creator within, then their life would have been sweet and good, and they would have been better parents. Well, you still might have resented them anyway, because there's a little ego. If they didn't let you have your way, you still might have resented them. Okay. But at least there would have been less temptation. See, as it was, they served as a temptation. They served as a temptation, and all the others were compensated. The teachers were compensated. The coaches were compensated. See, the other kids were compensated. They too were hurting inside. So on the outside, they put on a hard shell, or they acted cool, or tried to impress you with this and that. See, it's all compensation. So don't hate them anymore, because they didn't have it. The magic, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. See, the great character they could have had. They could have been a prince or a princess. They didn't have it either. And they sort of sensed that they didn't. And inside they were hurting too, so forgive them. Make it unimportant, okay? Don't hate them anymore. Don't hate yourself either. But now having heard this, well, maybe you can get started. Maybe you can get started. A good start would be to get the little meditation that I have and give it a try. Learn how to become still. Learn how to live in the present moment. It's very simple. I show you how to become aware of your hands so they become a little tingly. Anytime you become aware of your hands, they become tingly. It's like biofeedback, okay? Very simple. And learn how to be in the present instead of lost in thoughts and daydreams and upsets and worries. So those two things will bring you back to reality, and that's where your Creator is. He lives in reality. Okay? So you could give my meditation a try. I have a free one. And then I have some books. Do the meditation first. So you need to become objective and clear your mind. Now, the way you are now, if you're like most people, you're way too upset. Way too reactive. And lost in everything. Distracted by everything, including your own thoughts. So you need to come back to a little bit of more mindfulness. And then from there, you'll be in a calm state of mind where you can begin to look at things reasonably and objectively, okay? Then my books could be wonderful. You think this program is good? Wow, you should read my books. I mean, they're really good, okay? Could be just what you need. Some people are hungry for this sort of thing. Remember Christ said, blessed are they, or a heavenly attitude is theirs, those who hunger and thirst after justness. See? They were yearning for something good, something pure, something noble, something innocent, something true, something that doesn't lie. Well, when you find a bond with your Creator within, and you have found that. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if it's like a breath of fresh air, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. I certainly hope you enjoyed today's program. I know I certainly did. A beautiful program, beautiful message. You can listen to it over and over again. I recommend you do. And some of you might have a question or a comment. If you have a question, you can call the listener call-in line, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages, and some of the messages even find their way onto the radio. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.